we learn shiurim in terms of how much matzah one should eat, then it turns into halacha, and then we're makpid up to the last crumb. But when it comes to attitudes, attitudes are things that are very, very subjective. So we have a Gemara in Barachos, Rav Eliezer Omer, Ha'osa tfiloso keva, ein tfiloso tachanunim. Statement to Rav Eliezer, Gemara Barachos daf kaftes. My keva, what over here is the problem of keva? Amar Rav Yaakov, Varidi, Amar Rav Oshia, kol she tfiloso dome alav kamasui. If tefillah appears to be a burden, something that one has no alternative but to do, that's considered to be a oset filoso keva, and then ein filoso tachnunim. Rabbanan Amri kol nisheino omra beloshon tachnunim. That anyone who davens without a sense of need, without a sense of, in other words, anyone who reads tefillah as though he's reading the Gettysburg Address, something like that, that's the oset filoso keva, ein filoso tachnunim. He has to say it in a manner where it appears that he's pleading. The point is that both the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch paskin Rav Eliezer. It's a halacha. It's not an agadita. It's not something which is subjective. It's not something which is very, very nice. But rather, it's a halacha. In Hilchos Tefillah, in Siman Tzadi Chet, where the definition of the Siman is Sarach Shielo Kavona B'Tefillah. So he pointed out that Kavona is a ma'akev, one of the five things which makev tefillah. The Mechaber paskins, Yisparo derech tachnunim. Who does he paskin like? Does he paskin like Rav Yaakov or like Rabbanan? Yisparo derech tachnunim. Kirosh hamavakesh bepetach ubenachat. So firstly, paskins like Rabbanan, that it's a question over here of the quality of how he is saying. And paskins like Rav Yaakov, paskins both deos halach lamaisa, comes from the Mishnah Berurah and says kemasa perush af al pisha omra beloshon tachanunim, even if he has the first, namely even if he's saying it really out of a sense of need, im eino machashev kemo shetzarech davar ubab levakesh me hamelech. If he says the reason I'm doing it this way is because I want to be yotzei zayin, not because I really need it. Baruch Hashem, I'm fine. My parents take care of me. I have a bank account. I'm really fine. I'm healthy. I have food. But I have this din that I have to daven three times a day. So I'll daven seriously. Eino nachon umaot zarech lehizahir b'zeh. The question is it ma'akev b'di'evet? So the Bir Halacha over here says, Mama od tzarech adam lizor habazeh, ki yesh kama poskim ha-matzrichim lachzor u-lispalel machmasa. That it's a ma'akev. If a person davens, we ask him, why is he davening? Because he says, because it's a mitzvah to daven. It says in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, I should daven three times a day. He has to daven again. That's not why we daven. I mean, that may be why we daven, but if that's it, then, in other words, there are poskim who say that he has to be chozor mispalel. Who are they? Heima ha-bach. Tov, bach, you say. Bach has a lot of strange shitas. Eyo rabba. V'chein muchach mehabes Yosef, ha-ma'amor Mordechai, ha-mogen giborim, hochicho meharambam, etc., etc. And finally, the Bir Halacha ends up that b'di'evet, it's because it's a machlokes ha-poskim, whether it's a ma'akev or not, so b'di'evet, there's no need to be chozer u-mispalel. But that doesn't necessarily mean that therefore the person is on the right track, which comes out according to this, that according to some poskim, we will have an individual who will daven three times a day his entire life, and lacha me'vesim shana, according to certain poskim, he never davened in his life one tefillah that he was yotzei. Because if you would have asked him why he's davening, he said, because the Shulchan Aruch says, I should daven, because Chazal said I should daven, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said I should daven. That according to Rav Eliezer, is ha'osa tfiloso keva, ein tfiloso tachanunim, my keva, amar Rav Yaakov Baridi, amar Rav Oshia, kol she tfiloso dome alav kamasui, Rabbonan Amri komi sheno omra b'loshon tachnunim. Now one understands, according to the Chasidim HaRishonim, we know why they were shoa shah achas kodem tfilosam. Why were they shoa shah achas achar tfilosam? So you could have thought, well, that's like a decompression chamber. If they go straight into the world after tefillah, maybe it was like Shimon bar Yochai and his son going into the world after the Ma'ara, it would be too much for them to deal with. But over here saying, no, the Shoam Achar tefillah is Shelo Yeirel of Kamasui. In other words, that shows that it was a gift, not a Masui, and a gift. The person wants to linger as much as possible to show how he appreciates the gift. Okay, that's the end of the Hachana. Now, we pointed out that the Sefer itself deals with 13 languages of tefillah, and we'll begin with what he calls Bitzur. He calls it Bitzur because of the Lashon of the Medrash. I think we would call it Bakasha. And if we were to ask, we have tefillah, which is made up of Shevach, Bakasha, and Hoda'ah. What is the crux of tefillah? So most of us would say tefillah is really Bakasha with an introduction and an epilogue. But the Iker of tefillah is Bakasha, namely that a person has needs, and he's asking Kosh Baruch Hu to fulfill or help him fulfill his needs. That's the first language of tefillah, Batzarli Ekra Hashem. So I think that we would say that simply in terms of quantity, that if the Shemoneh Esrei is made up of 18 brachos, and we have 3 of introduction and 3 of the epilogue, so that leaves 12, and we add another one, so we have 13. You know, so 13 sort of overrides the 3 and the 3. But Chazal may have taken it much more seriously. Those who are learning the first parak of Baba Kama know that Arba Avos Nezikim, Hashor, Habor, Hamave, Vahever. Shor is quite clear. Bor is quite clear. Hever, Eish, is quite clear. What is Mave? It's Machokas Rav and Shmuel. What is this phrase Mave? And if not mistaken, it's Rav who says that Mave is Adam. Yeah, Rav says Mave. What, Shmuel? Okay, one of the two. Rav and Shmuel says that you're learning Baba Kama, which it was, is it? You remember? Okay. Shmuel? Okay, anyway, there is an Amora who says that Mave means Adam. What's the Raya that Mave means Adam? Because the Torah, you know, if you have a Pasuk, also show. Amar Shomer Asa Boker Vegam Laila Im Tevayun Bu'u. Right, that since we have a day and a night, and the day has its challenges and the night has its challenges, so man should daven. So what do we call man? Mave. We call man the davener. We call man, you know, it's a definition. A definition of man is a being that prays. A being that's mavakesh. Why should that be man's definition? If we're going to define man, I would define man as a thinking individual, as a communicating individual, as an individual with a neshama. Why over here would the Mishnah, according to Rav or Shmuel, define Adam as a mevakish? So the answer is that man has a certain uniqueness over, to the best of our knowledge, the rest of the animal kingdom, the rest of the animal world, and the fact that man is aware that there is a concept of future. Animals do not have a sense of future. They have a sense of present. That an animal, if you feed him, he will lie there totally satisfied. In other words, that a lion will roar when he is full. To point out, everything is fine. The world is the way it should be. When man finishes eating breakfast, he thinks to himself, what's for lunch? And then when he finishes lunch, what's for supper? And then what am I going to eat next week? And what am I going to eat next year? And what am I going to eat when I retire? And what am I going to eat in the old age home? Namely, that man is constantly thinking about his future. That was the Nisayon of the Mon. It was a terrible, terrible Nisayon to have to be totally in HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything beyond today. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me today, and the rest, ask. In other words, no one else, in other words, if you have a bird, and the fact that you give the bird seed every day, or you have a fish, you give the fish food every day, that's not a nisayon for the fish or for the bird. They don't expect anymore. They have no awareness of the future. Man, with his awareness of the future, is the one who is the worrier. That, we'll see, is built in with man's definition of being a mave. Okay, we'll continue with this Bli Neder on Yom Rishon.